Greetings, greetings. Welcome to another episode of Truth to Power. I am your host, Tyrus McKnight. And tonight, I want to talk about Black people still not being believers. Well, Tyrus, what do you mean by that? You know, I don't even want to talk about Black people not being believers. I want to talk about older and, in some cases, young people. Not really too many young people, but I was having a conversation with the older group of Black people and a younger group of Black people. And it was somewhat of a mixed crowd. And I was trying to educate them on Joe Biden's racist past and how he still feels that same way about Black people. And the conversation was, for me, in my opinion, the conversation was crazy. And it really made no sense for me to continue to debate with these people because they were coming from an emotional standpoint. And from that point on, if you come from an emotional standpoint instead of a logical one, you've already lost. And you already lost within the conversation. I was telling them, I was just like, you know, and because they was talking about the Brittany Griner situation, how now Joe Biden is bringing her home and things like that, and the United States is bringing her home. I was like, Joe Biden's so full of shit. He was feeling pressure from the FBA grassroots. Shout out to Reek Nasheed. He was feeling pressure from all of us of FBA lineage, where we were just calling him out. And calling out his party, telling him, listen, you know, Trump at least got ASAP Rocky out of jail and said that he was gonna put sanctions on them. He at least did that. And I'm not a Trump fan, if you know me. But they were saying at least he did that. And make no mistakes about it. The Democratic Party is failing right now. I'm in the midst of shooting this documentary called New Orleans 2030. And I have Democrats within the documentary. And this may be the only documentary on planet Earth where somebody straight up goes to politicians and asks them, hey, gentrification, displacement is destroying my neighborhood, is destroying my city, is destroying my culture, it's affecting us. How can we stop it? What are some policies that you guys could put in place that we should hold you accountable for so we could stop it? Before it reaches to a point where, in my opinion, will be detrimental to Black people in the future. Now, I'm drinking water, by the way. If y'all hear me drinking anything, it's water. But, because my audience, I need my audience to know that. But my point is, though, it's like some Black people will blindly vote Democrat. Because I told people, I was like, listen, check this out. I said, Joe Biden created the 94 crime bill that effectively hurt Black people. And I had some assholes tell me, that wasn't informed, that didn't do any reading, that don't know, but they wanted to react from an emotional standpoint. They just wanted to react. They just wanted to have something to say. They just wanted to put their two cents in. Oh, I don't believe that. I don't give a fuck what you believe. What do you know? Which isn't much. I said, listen, that's not according to me. I said, you go look it up. They even called it Biden's law. Interesting enough, though, they locked black people up for crack cocaine. And sure enough, we got videos of Hunter Biden, Joe Biden's son, arguing with prostitutes on camera about how much crack he's smoking. Now, that's karma for your ass. But the thing is this, it's the irony of it all. You lock black people up for crack, but your son is up here smoking crack just about every day. You say that you don't want your children to go to school with these animals, and you're talking about black people and super predators. Shout out Hillary Clinton. But you got your son smoking crack on camera. But the point I wanted to make today was, or tonight rather, it's kind of late at night, so you know I'll be doing another episode sometime within a week's frame. Most definitely sometime in a week's frame I'll be doing another episode, but you know, you lock people up for crack, you do all these nefarious things to black people, and the main thing that you said that you didn't want is the main thing that you are. But back to my point, what I really want to get to today was that, and I've been saying this for the longest, and a lot of my homies are finally coming around to this fact, you can't take every single black person with you. Some people are just too far gone. Some people are just too far gone. Sometimes it's your mother. Sometimes it's your father. But just like I tell everybody else, listen, you have to meet your mother and father just like you have to meet everybody else on this planet. And you should be ready at a moment's notice to get rid of anybody out your life, cut anybody out your life. Now, that may seem cynical. That may seem even somewhat illogical to some people, because some people are so caught up in their emotions, they don't see anything from a logical standpoint. It may seem that way to you guys, but I promise you it's not that way. Sometimes you got to be ready to cut people off, because if you don't, then you will remain stagnant with them. Believe it or not, you are your friends. You are who you hang around with. You are. A lot of people try to deny it time and time again, but I've seen people claim to not do one thing that their friends are doing, and then somewhere along the line, everything their friends do, they join right in with them, because you just can't help it. It's your circle. It's that nature versus nurture thing. It's in your circle. Like when they say, oh, if you hang around 5 millionaires, then you'll become the 6th because it's your circle. You're in a circle of successful people. But that also goes with you being in a circle of coons and sellouts. Eventually, you will conform to the way that they think as well. You can't help it because that's your circle. And I do this episode, I do an episode every year about housekeeping. Every year I do an episode about housekeeping. About the people I lost throughout the year. Because every year I lose people, believe it or not. People who I used to love, people who I thought that we were going to grow old together, people that I thought we were going to be friends for life. And even more so, there were people that we kind of were friends for life that I lost, that I just don't communicate with anymore, that I would not communicate anymore. But maybe for a fee, maybe if they pay my fee, I got a fee of $100 to get back into my life. Now, if you want to get back into my life, you got to pay a fee of $100. I may change that to $500 soon. But if you want to get back into my life, it's $100 right now at a very discount rate. If I haven't heard from you in 5 years, I don't know you anymore. But back to what I was saying. In this upcoming election, Democrats are in trouble. The writing is on the wall. The Democratic Party is in trouble. And they know it. But now that we're getting these old bastards out the way, and a new generation is coming up, they're saying it's about to be a whole new day. It's about to be a whole new day. In some of these Democratic grand cities. Especially in a city like New Orleans, where we have the population to take over as far as the black population goes. We have the spirit to take over, the aggression. We just use it in the wrong place. If you look at the news, we just really use it in the wrong place. Or maybe crime is being reported in a very strategic manner, but we just use it in the wrong place. And we don't have no rhyme or reason for what we're doing. We don't really have an agenda for what we're doing. Sometimes we need guidance. Most times we need guidance. But I was just saying that, you know, you got some people that just won't believe. I told somebody today, I said, you know, we're going to get reparations. Well, I don't believe we'll ever get reparations. Oh, we're gonna get reparations. And how are we gonna get it? We're gonna take it. We're not going to ask for it. Because we don't have to ask for it. We could be as cold and callous as we want to be. But we have to stand on our square. And truth be told, though, a lot of people aren't ready for that. A lot of people aren't ready for conflict or confrontation, unless it's with another black person. They aren't ready for that. Like I said, you just can't take everybody with you. And everybody isn't going to be ready. But for those who are, it's our time. I want to say thank you guys for listening. I will have the New Orleans 2030 premiere tickets on sale very soon. And just be prepared this time. Everybody's ready to go all the way in. Be prepared this time because New Orleans politics, everybody loves New Orleans politics. Everybody's going to love this movie as well. But I got some stuff up in there that's going to blow y'all mind. I got some stuff up in there that's going to blow y'all mind. New Orleans 2030. This is going to be the most innovative, the most thought out documentary in modern times. Be prepared to have your mind blown as we look into the future. I'm your host, Tyrus McKnight. Well, Tyrus Terrell McKnight. Say that. And I just spoke truth to power. Have a good night.